with me to John 11, starting from verse 20. John 11, from verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know, let's say that, but I know. Come on, let's say it again. But I know that even now, whatsoever that thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. And if I had a topic for this is, what is beyond belief? What is beyond belief? If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to just fill my words, oh God, with your words. Let them be your words, God. Fill my heart with your direction, Lord Jesus, so that this word will be food for our souls, that it will lift, that it will edify, that it will bless, that it will build faith. We thank you right now for your mercy and your grace, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Come on, let's clap our hands. Turn to someone and tell them, but I know. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. 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 You know, September, on our anniversary, Brother Easter preached a sermon, and it was called These Things Ye Ought to Know. These Things Ye Ought to Know. And a couple weeks ago, I preached a message that said, it's not what you see, but it's what you believe. Amen. Well, I want to take us another level. I want to take us another level. Amen. And I titled this message, What is Beyond Belief? You know, they had waited, Jesus had waited a couple days extra when he first got word that Lazarus was sick. And he had waited until Lazarus had actually died. And it seems a little bit hard and harsh that he didn't come when he was called. But you know what? God had a plan. God always has a plan. God is never caught without a plan. God never has a chance when he says, what shall I do now? We say, what am I going to do now? But God always has a plan. God always has a purpose. God always has a direction for us to go. Amen. If we will only get to the place where we can say, but I know. But I know. You see, there are some things that are beyond belief. Raising the dead seems completely beyond the belief. Changing a personality seems beyond belief. See, beyond belief is what God is really calling us to. Amen. We see in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 22 that there was something that is beyond belief. The thing that's beyond just believing is knowing. That is what is beyond belief, is when you know. She said in John 11, 22, but I know. She didn't just believe, she knew that even now, even though he is dead, I know that whatever you ask, it's going to happen. You see, we have this thing that, okay, we believe, which is very good. Believing is very good. But there is a level beyond belief. There is something beyond belief, and that is when you know. When you know, that's different from just believing. And I want to show you that today. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 22, it says, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become one of us to know. See, we know a lot of stuff. Most of the stuff we know isn't very good. They learned the knowledge of good and evil. They knew after they had eaten that fruit that they had done wrong. Most of us, as we grow up, we start to know right from wrong. It goes beyond just believing, because knowing is a personal thing. See, one of the first things you learn when you're growing up is hot from cold. You can be told this is hot, this is cold, but until you know it, then you really understand it. Some of the things we learn when we're growing up where we get knowledge is darkness from light. We understand that because we've had a personal experience of darkness and light. We understand comfort and pain because it's a personal experience. It's beyond belief. It's beyond just believing. It's beyond just hearing. It's knowing. When you say you know, that means it's something that you have experienced. When you say you believe something, it's usually something someone tells you, but you may not have had a personal experience. But when you say, I know that I know, that's another thing. That is taking you to the level that is beyond just belief. Amen. See, our parents try and tell us things. And they tell us, don't touch this or don't go there. And we have a certain measure of belief. But until we experience it and I find out, okay, if I touch this thing, it's going to burn. Then I say, I know. That's the thing that goes beyond just mere belief, is when you know, when it's a personal experience. God wants us to believe, but he doesn't want us to just stay at belief. He wants us to go beyond belief. What is beyond belief is when you know. Do you understand that Martha went beyond just belief? She said, but I know that whatsoever you ask, God is going to give it. When we have belief, that's great. But belief comes from hearing someone else. What we have to go is to take the next step and go beyond belief. It's beyond human understanding how someone who has been dead in the grave can be brought back to life. But Martha expressed a faith that was beyond just believing. She said, but I know. See, when you know something, you're saying it from personal experience. You can't know something that you have heard. You're just believing it. And belief is good. It's great. It's the next step. But you got to go beyond belief. When you go beyond belief, it's a personal experience. I tell you, I can tell you, I know some things. I know that God can save. I know that he is my redeemer. I know he's the lifter up of my head. Why? Because I have personal experience of it. It's not something I heard. I heard about it, and I saw it, but then I experienced it. I went beyond just believing till I can tell you I know that he is a redeemer, that he's a savior, that he's a healer, that he can bless, that he can provide out of nothing, that he can lift you up when you're down, when he can comfort you when you're sad. See, we learn the difference between mere belief and knowledge as we're growing up. Someone can tell us that stove is hot. And you know what? We just, as children, ignore them. Until the day when we touch the stove, then we say we know it's hot. Why? Because we have experienced something that went beyond belief. God is calling us to an intimacy that is more than just hearing about him. See, the devils, the Bible says, they believe. There are people who believe, but they don't know. There is a thing that you can get to that is beyond belief, beyond just hearing about God, beyond just being told about him, but it comes to the point of experiencing him for yourself. Amen. See, in the garden, they went and they did something they were not supposed to do. And they gained a knowledge, but it wasn't the knowledge that God wanted them to have at that time. We gained a sin consciousness, a knowledge that now we have this guilt problem. And we don't even know how to deal with it many times. But we have heard, and we have been taught, and we've heard the word. And so we get to the next step, which is we start to believe. But God doesn't want us to stay at belief. He wants us to go beyond belief, to where it's intimacy. In the Bible, when it says Adam knew his wife, it wasn't just a picture he was looking at. It wasn't just an image he was looking at. It was an intimate knowledge of that woman. God wants us to get beyond believing him to where we experience him, where you can get up and say, I know. See, Martha in this thing, she had seen miracles before. And even though her brother had been dead 3 days, now Jesus had resurrected people before, but no one that had been dead this long. He had resurrected Jairus' daughter. She'd only been dead maybe a couple hours. He had resurrected the woman's son. He'd only been dead that day because they used to bury people almost immediately. But Lazarus, it's another matter. His body is decaying. He stinks. You can't roll away the stone. But then she thought about it and said, but I know who you are. I know that you are the Son of God. I know who you are. And because I know who you are, because I've experienced your power, your deliverance, your forgiveness, whatever you ask, God is going to do it. See, we have to go from beyond belief, because the Bible says the devils believe, but they don't know. They're not intimate. They don't have a relationship. When you know God, when you can say you have experienced him, when you have touched the fire and you found out for yourself that it is hot, you've gone to another level. You've gone beyond just believing to the next stage, which is knowing. Hallelujah. See, we often believe something when we're not sure. We say, well, I believe that. I might believe I have a dollar in my pocket right now. I might believe I have that. And I can continue believing, but at some point I have to find out and go beyond belief. The only way to go beyond belief is to take the next step. I have to put my hand in my pocket and in this case find out I don't have a dollar. But you see, we have to get beyond just believing God to the point where we actually take the next step. He says, draw near to me. See, the first step of knowing God is to draw near to him. We have to be intimate with him. We have to go beyond just hearing the word. The Bible says, but we have to become what? Doers of the word. See, Martha could say, but I know, because she had had relationship with Jesus. She had had him in their house. She had seen personally. She had witnessed things. She had been personally touched. She had touched the fire, so to speak. So she knew personally that he was the Son of God. Until we get to that place where we go beyond just belief, till we start to become intimate with God, where we can say, but I know. See, in the Bible, we can see this many times. In John 4:42, we can see that there is a level of belief that you need to go beyond. The woman at the well, after Jesus spoke to her and told her about the living water, she was so excited, she believed, and she ran and she started to tell her village. She started to tell them about this man and that this was the Messiah. And let's read in John 4:42. And so the people came. And they were saying to the woman, it's no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves. And what did they say? And know that this one is indeed this. See, they had to come and experience Jesus for themselves. It wasn't good enough that she told them. It's great that we believe, but we got to take the next step. We have to go beyond belief to knowing. When you know, that means you can step out in faith. Martha said, the master says, roll away the stone. Now, it's because she believed something was going to happen. Not just believe, but she said, I know. Savior, Jesus, you know it stinks, but nevertheless. See, Peter, he says, I've been fishing all night, but I know who's talking to me. I've been fishing all night. We've been fishing. We've been casting on the left and the right, in the middle and the center, with this kind of bait, that kind of bait, catching nothing. But I know now who is telling me to cast the net. I tell you, when you go beyond just believing and to the point where you know, then you've experienced him for yourself. Amen. I'll tell you this, in the book of Job, chapter 19, verse 25, we'll see an example of someone going beyond belief. Here was someone who had suffered, who had lost his children, lost his health, lost his wealth, possibly lost his marriage. Told his wife, you speak as a foolish woman. We see this man going beyond just belief and going to know. He says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. How did he know that? Because he'd had a personal experience. He had got to talk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He had got his wish to speak to the Savior. And he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. When you can say, I know that my Redeemer liveth, you have gone beyond belief. You have gone beyond just seeing someone. You've gone beyond just the written word. You've gone to where you're experiencing it. This is what God wants us to do, to get to the place where we go beyond just belief, where we can say, but I know. Anyone here can say, but I know. Have you experienced God for yourself? This is the intimacy that he wants us to have. He said, Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though, even if this flesh disappears, yet one day I'm going to be resurrected. He says, he makes a flat declaration, for I know. The strongest thing you can say is I know. If I say I believe, there's a little bit of doubt there. I believe it because I've been told it. But when I say I know it, I can tell you personally, the Lord saveth. The Lord delivers. The Lord is a healer. He is Jehovah Rapha because he has healed me. He is my banner over me. Hallelujah. He is my salvation. Amen. He is my deliverer because I have personal experience. I have been to the place where there was no other way out but for him to show up. Where I had to roll away the stone and the Lazarus was in there all dead. But then he said, come on forth. And my situation came to life. See, we have to go beyond just believing. Jesus said the devils believe. In fact, in the book of, I think, Matthew, there was a group of people who are going to say, but didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do that in your name? They believed all right. But he then says, but I didn't know you. You see, you have believed, but you didn't get to the place where you knew me. Because if you knew me, then you would be doing everything that I asked you to do. See, a lot of people believe and they think they're doing the right thing, but they don't have that closeness. They've not been intimate. If you've been married for a while, you should know your spouse. My wife knows everything that I like to eat, even the bad things. Mostly the bad things that I like to eat. Because we have been intimate. We've been married a long time. When you know Jesus, you begin to know his will for your life. Because you can say, I know him. See, Martha just had this faith. Because even though he had been dead and buried for 3 days, the longest of all of the people that Jesus resurrected, and she said, he does stink. But, here comes the but I know. She could say that with such firmness and confidence. She didn't say, you know, but I believe. Now, as I preached a couple weeks ago, you have to believe first. Once you believe, then you try it out. Elisha coming down from the mountain with Elijah's mantle, he believes. He says, I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to try it out. I know he promised me that if I saw him go up and I got his mantle, I'm going to get the double portion. So you know what? I'm going to go from belief to knowing. I'm going to test it out. Let's see what happens here. And he takes the mantle and says, where is the God of Elijah? The water parted. Now he can say, I know I've got the double portion because I've experienced it for myself. I'm telling you, church, we need to go beyond hearing. We need to go beyond just believing. We got to go to where we know. When you know that you know, then you've gone beyond belief. See, belief is knowledge from a distance. See, I can say I know that chair is red because I'm looking at it. Or someone told me about it. But when I can see it for myself, that's personal knowledge. Belief is good. It's the first step. I'm not knocking that, but you've got to go beyond belief. The ultimate of faith is when you can say, I know. Amen. Knowing gets rid of assumptions. You're not assuming anything when you know. I heard about it, but now I did it for myself. You know, if you buy anything on Amazon, after a while they send you a little email saying, would you give a personal review of this product? They want to find out what you as a genuine customer think about it. They don't send it to anyone who's heard about it. They send it to you. Why? Because you have personal experience with it. God wants us to have personal experience with him to the point that we can say, I know. Once we get beyond belief, things are going to happen. The stone will get rolled away and our Lazarus will be called forth. Now, if she said, well, Jesus, you know, I'm worried what all the neighbors are going to say because suppose it doesn't work. But she didn't say that. She said, I know. When we get intimate with God, we can declare, and I know. I know he's a financial deliverer. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. None whatsoever. In my life, he's done it so many times. I know that. No doubt about it. I don't get worried when I get, you know, bills anymore, because I just wave them before the Lord. Just like Hezekiah, I'm going to take it before the Lord and say, Lord, here's another bill. You have a cattle on 1,000 hills. I know that you have delivered me. I'm sure that's how David dealt with Goliath. He knew that God had helped him to kill the lion. He knew God had helped him to kill the bear. So he knew this Goliath was going to be the same. He didn't believe it. He had gone from beyond belief to knowing. Hallelujah. See, belief does not take personal experience. You can hear about something and believe it, but you haven't experienced it yourself. Well, I think that restaurant is good. Then you recommend it and someone says, why did you tell me to go there? That was terrible. Well, I don't know. I heard about it. I believed it. You got to go check it out for yourself. When you go beyond belief, you have become intimate. When you go beyond belief, you can say like Job, I know that my Redeemer liveth. If you were to search the scriptures, you'd be surprised at how many times declarations don't just say, I believe, but they go on to say, I know. Paul, in Romans 8:28, what does he start out by saying? And I believe that all things work together. I think they do. Sometimes, maybe, could be. He doesn't say that. He says, and I know. Why? He had personal experience. I was telling the Sunday school class, every time the devil tried to kill him, even though God had wanted him to go to Rome, every bad situation, God took it and brought glory out of it. See, they shipwreck him, leave him for dead. What does that do? It converts all of the soldiers, because he was able to say, not one of you is going to be lost. Can you imagine the reverence they had for him? They stopped chaining him up because they had such reverence for him. The people on the island, they saw him get bitten by the snake. Satan said, I got you now. Paul can say, and I know this is going to turn around. What happens? All the people watching, they go, wow. They start to listen to his message because he can now say, and I know. See, we got to get beyond believing to where we can say, I know. Sometimes God has to take us through some places where it's scary, it's fearful, because he wants to get us to the place where we can say, I know. The only way you get to say, I know, is if you go through it. The three Hebrew boys could only say they've been through the fire because they've been through the fire. Amen. The only way you get to say, I know, is when God has actually healed you from cancer, delivered you from some tax bills, when he has turned on the electricity when they said no, when they've given you a warranty which they said before was non-existent. Then you can say, I know. You have then gone beyond belief. The world is looking, man, that's beyond belief. Yes, it is. Because it's in the miraculous. When we go beyond belief, we have become intimate with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. See, these people who the Syrophoenician, the woman at the well ministered to, she went and she told him, and she said, he started to tell me all about my life. And they believed her. And because they believed her, they just didn't stay at belief. They said, we want to know him for ourselves. So they came out the village, and after they talked with Jesus, they could say, yeah, we heard what you said and we believed you, but now we know for ourselves. You have to know for yourself. It's good that we can hear testimonies, but it's time to go through some things and know for yourself that he is a deliverer, he is a redeemer, he is the lifter up of my head, he can take you through it, and he can make you do it. I'm not a rhyming preacher, but I throw that one out. I want to tell you today that we have to be able to go through some things. 2 Timothy 1:12 says this, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, here's Paul, I am not ashamed. Why? For I know in whom I have believed. See, there is belief, but he goes beyond belief. He says, I know. I believed because you told me, but now I see it and know it for myself. We have to get to the place where we are knowing, which means we are experiencing God's delivering power. The only way you're going to do that is when you touch the stove. Yes, it's hot. Then you know for yourself. So sometimes God will let us go through some things so that we can say, I know. I know. You see, the only way to get to Canaan is to cross the Red Sea. Did you know that? You're going to have to go through the Red Sea, and you're going to have to go through the desert. But once you've been through the desert, you can say, I know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God, because he's fed me, he's kept me, he's clothed me. We have to go beyond just belief. When we've gone beyond belief, we've gotten to the next level. I want to get to the next level where I can say like Martha, even though my Lazarus is dead, even though there's a stone there, even though it's a hopeless situation, it's actually beyond belief. Then I can say, I know he can keep, he deliver, he can feed, he can clothe. Hallelujah. I want to tell you some things that we, to borrow from Brother Easter, we ought to know. Do you know him as Savior? I mean, not believe he's Savior, know him as Savior. Hallelujah. In Philippians 3:20, it says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I know because he has saved me. He has delivered me many times. I know that he has forgiven me. Do you know he's forgiven you? Or do you just believe it? If you're believing it, that's good, but you need to get to the next step. Because although Satan says it's beyond belief that he could forgive you, that's exactly where you got to end up, beyond belief. Yes, I've done some horrible things. It's beyond belief that he could forgive me, but that's what he wants you to know, that he has forgiven you. When you know that, you will have some victory. The Hebrew boys knew once they came out of that fire, they could go through fire. There was no other way of knowing that until they got thrown in. Sometimes we have to get thrown in to get beyond belief. I know that he has blessed me. I just believed that word my mother said, and then I acted upon it like Elisha. I tried a few things, tried some risky things, and the Lord took me and he helped me to walk on water. As long as I keep looking at him and not on the scary stuff, I can say I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he's a Savior. I know he delivers. I know he can take you through. Hallelujah. So I know he's blessed me. I'm working on some other things. I want to get to the next level. I want to go beyond just believing to knowing. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something that Jesus said in John 14, 2. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. See, I know where I'm going. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now, I want to get to the place where I'm not just believing that, but I know it. If I know that, I won't be afraid of anything. If you absolutely know you're going to heaven, you're going to be afraid of anything? Because then you can get like Paul, who knew it. He said, to live is gain and to die. Did I get that round the wrong way? Okay. He knew where he was going. So he had lost the fear of death. It wasn't just belief. He'd gone from beyond belief to knowing. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, listen, where I am, there may be also. Can you say like Martha, but I know. But I know. When you can say like Martha, but I know, you've gone beyond belief, because that moves you into the supernatural. What you're saying is that this body, when it dies or when it changes, you're going to be with Christ. That takes you on another level. He goes on in John 14:5. Thomas at this time is not understanding. He said, Lord, we know not whither you're going. We don't know this thing you're talking about. How can we know the way? How can we know this? You say it, but how can we move from just believing to knowing? Jesus gives them the answer. He says in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And now he's going to declare some things upon them. He's going to declare some faith upon them. He's going to declare some blessing on them. And what does he say? And from henceforth, you know him, and you have seen him. So now they could say, we know who the Father is. We've gone beyond believing the Father. We'd been taught as Jews that the Father was somewhere up there. But now we know who the Father is because we have personal experience. We have seen him. He is with us. Jesus went on to say, listen, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I am with you, but I'm going to be in you. I want you to know me because when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he's going to do what? Lead you into all truth. Amen. Let's stand. I told you I was going to be short. We have to move from just belief to getting to know him. When we are intimate with God, then we can go from beyond just believing to knowing. And when we know him, when we can say like Job, I know my Redeemer liveth, then we have gotten to a new level. We have moved out of the natural into the supernatural. And that's when the miracles will really start to happen. That's when he can roll the stone away. That's when we are saying, Lord, you have my dominion to open the door. You have my dominion to call forth Lazarus. You have my dominion to heal. You have my dominion. You have my belief that is beyond the supernatural, the normal. And I just don't just know you. I absolutely trust you. I rely upon you. And I'm going everywhere you're going, Lord. See, when we have moved from just belief to knowing, that is the ultimate level. Can we say like Martha? But I know that whatever you ask, that's what God is looking for. Before Jesus did any miracle, first thing he asked was, do you believe I can do this? Now, a lot of people said, I believe. But Martha here said, I know. I know that whatever, let's say whatever. Now, some people just believe, well, he'll do it for other people. I believe he has done it. I do believe he has. But you see, that's not personal. You're going to have to experience this for yourself. I tell you, when I told the story on Thursday about Brother Antion and how he had been in a little bit of doubt because he'd been going through such a rough time in prison. But when this thing happened, when he went before the hearing officer, they had put him in segregation, was going to lock him up in confinement, in solitary confinement for who knows how long. And he said he prayed all night, and he had gotten his speech ready. He'd gotten his speech ready. But when he went before the hearing officer, and he didn't even have to speak, he said, case dismissed. You know what he said? I believe, I know, I went beyond belief. He said, I just cried in my cell right there. Now, some of you know he's a big 6 foot dude and big and brawny. And he told me he broke down and cried and just started praising God. Because he went beyond belief. He told me, now I know. I don't have no doubt that God helped me in this situation, that he delivered me. I had maybe a little doubt, but now I know. You know why? Because he had a personal experience of God's deliverance. That's what he's called us to go beyond just belief. Belief is good. You got to start somewhere. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. But then you got to take the next step and know. And to know means you have to go through some things. It's going to be personal. The only way you can know you can be delivered is to be delivered. I can hear about it, but the only way I know is when I go through it. We have to go beyond belief to knowledge. See, Satan, he messed us up at the beginning by giving us knowledge and knowing, but knowing the wrong thing. Knowing sin. Knowing pain, knowing suffering. But Jesus Christ came to turn that around. No more tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, I will give to him that overcometh the tree of life. That's who we need to know. No more knowing all of the things that drag us down, the things that suck out all of the energy and the life out of us, that take away our faith. But he wants us to know him. Paul says, oh, that I may know him. That was always his aim and the power of his salvation. Paul could write Romans 8:28 because he'd been through some things. Because you're called of God doesn't mean you're not going to go through. In fact, it means you are going to go through some things. It means you are definitely going to go through some things. But this is how you will come out the other side saying, I know. When Job had been through all of his suffering, he could say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And even if I die, I'm going to be resurrected. And I'm going to see him for myself. That's going beyond belief. And that's what God has called us to. These altars are open. I'm finished. I want to encourage you. Continue believing. But we need to move from just believing. When we get like Martha and we can say, yes, he's been dead 3 days. We are facing a hopeless situation. There's no way out. But, let's all say it, but. I know. That's what the key is. She said, but I know. I know. So roll away the stone. Doesn't matter if all the people are laughing and you're looking ridiculous and you're looking hopeless and there doesn't seem to be any help. Roll away the stone because I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know, Jesus, whatever you ask, the Father's going to give it. David knew that God had helped him kill the lion and the bear. So he knew this Goliath wasn't any bigger. And someone said he never ever called him a giant. So he just called him the uncircumcised Philistine. I'm telling you, when we move beyond belief to knowing, that's when some miraculous things are going to happen. These altars are open. We're going to close this service. But I want you to be encouraged. Meditate upon this work. We have to move beyond believing to knowing. Hallelujah. If you could all pray with me, and I'm going to pray for those at the altar. Lord, we just thank you today for filling this place right now, Lord, with faith that we will move. Hallelujah. We believe, but Lord, we need.